Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Psalms 89, Psalm 89, verses 38 through 45. That is our psalm today. But you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant and have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Indeed, you have turned back the edge of the sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth, and you have covered him with a mantle of shame. On one hand, we know that God's promises are true. On the other hand, we know that our challenges are real. Sometimes it's so hard to see how these two work together. That's what the psalmist is struggling with in this portion of his writing. And sometimes it's hard to see how these two can ever work together. Well, that's what the psalmist was struggling with in this portion of his writing. God had promised that King David's line would last as long as the heavens endured. God said, "I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail." However, based on circumstances, it seems that God had rejected and renounced the promise. Enemies had come and reduced his strongholds to ruins. How could God's promised faithfulness to his people be possible when it seemed that God had not supported them when they needed him most? The apparent conflict is something we struggle with. This apparent conflict is something we still struggle with today. When the illness strikes, discouragement hits, the unwanted divorce occurs, the job goes away, we have to make a move again, we begin to wonder if God has not supported us in our battles. Well, we've got to be honest. Some days it may feel like that. But God never leaves us. He is always at work behind the scenes, weaving a beautiful masterpiece. Sometimes it will all make sense. Today, we continue to trust in the midst of our questions and our circumstances. So, Father, sometimes it does feel that you have left us alone in the battle. We know that you are with us, but so are our feelings of loneliness. The enemy seems to be taking ground. Our crying out to you seems to go unanswered. We know you are at work, but help us trust you in the midst of our questions and in the midst of our circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen.